So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the precautions that a person should take to prevent illness, as the Braisa states, Hamak is dam. Le'yechel chagvash. Le'chalav, le'gvina, le'bitzalam, le'shachalayim. After bloodletting, one should not eat the following foods: milk, cheese, onions, and cress. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Malin Unkali b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, one is permitted to lift up the area near the heart that was pushed inward, because this is sekanas nefasha, since it affects the heartbeat. And the Gemara gives a mixture of herbs as the remedy to heal this ailment, and adds, the liba b'chamra, for this heart condition, one must drink the remedy with wine, and this is alluded to in the pasuk v'yayin l'samach levav enish. L'rucha b'maya, for an ailment of shortness of breath, one must drink the remedy with water, and this is alluded to in the pasuk v'ruach aleikim merecheves al panei amoyim. Lakuda b'shichra, for a woman who gets chills during childbirth, must drink this remedy with beer, and this alluded to in the pasuk v'chado al shichma, as Rashi explains, both shechar and shichma share the same two letters, shin and chaf. The Gemara concludes with a braisa that discusses shishadvar merapa nesachil mechalya, six foods that heal a person from his sickness and are beneficial for his recovery, and asar dvar machzir nesachil lechalya, 10 foods and activities that bring back sickness and worsen his condition. The previous Mishnah concludes with a machlokes. Remeir says, "Ve'im estaper mehen b'chol makom." A Jew may not allow an akum to give him a haircut, even in a public area, because shemiyachtach tzavar betar, the akum might cut the Jew's throat with the razor. The Chum disagree and say, "It depends. Bishus rab and mutter avoloi beinoy lebeinoy." In the public area, a haircut is permitted because the akum is afraid of being caught. But in the private area, a haircut is forbidden because the akum is not afraid of being caught. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa. Tan Rabban Yisrael Mestapa Me'akum Reye B'mar. A Jew may allow an Akum to give him a haircut, even in the Rishus HaYachid, if he's looking into a mirror. Because as Rashi explains, Savar Akum Kim the Kup at Ahachi Chashavu Umisyar Lahargay. The Akum assumes that the Jew is particular in the way he looks, because he's a prominent person, and therefore the Akum will be afraid to kill him. The Akum HaMestapa Me'Yisrael Kim Shagi Liblarisa Yishemiris Yaday. When a Jew gives a haircut to an Akum, he must stop cutting three etzbois, three finger breadths, around the lock of hair the Akum grows for Zavid Dezara, Kadesh Shelo Yehei Misakna, because the Jew may not improve it. Zakh the Mishnah, Eilu Dvam Shalev Dikachav Masurin, V'Isuran Isr Hana. The following items that belong to Akum are forbidden in all benefits. Hayayin, V'Achoymit Shal Akum, Shohimit Chilesir Yayin. Wine that belongs to an Akum, otherwise known as Stamienim, and vinegar that the Akum made from wine, are asur b'anam d'rabbanan, because as Rashi explains, dil menasche. There's a concern that the Akum might have poured this wine for avodah zara, otherwise known as yayin nesach, which is asur b'anam m'dereisa, because the pasuk in Parashat Hazinu states, asher chelu v'zevachemo yechelu yishtu yayin nesicham. There's a hekesh, a comparison from zevach and Akum's offerings to yayin nesach. Ma zevach asur b'anam, af yayin nami asur b'anam. Just as an Akum's offerings to the avodah zara are forbidden all benefits, so to an Akum's wine that he poured for avodah zara is forbidden all benefits. And the source for Zevach Asabana is in the Pasuk in Tehillim, V'yitzmedu labal par v'yechle zivche mason. There's a hekesh from mace, a dead body, to Zevach. Ma mace Asabana, av Zevach nami Asabana. Just like a dead body is forbidden in all benefits, so too a Zevach v'avidazara is forbidden in all benefits. And the source for mace Asabana is through Xerishav of the word Sham. The Pasuk of mace states, V'tamas Sham Miriam. And the Pasuk of Egla Rufus states, V'orfer Sham esa agola banachal. Ma lahalan Asabana, afakan nami Asabana. And the source for Egla Rufa Asabana is in the Pasuk, Kapar L'Amch Yisrael, Kapar K'siv B'Kikachim. The Torah wrote the word Kapar to teach that Egla Rufa is like a carbon, which is Asabana. Gemara explains that only Chaymit Shal Akum Shayimit Chlosa Yain, vinegar that the Akum made from wine, is Asabana, because there's concern for Dil Menasche before the wine became vinegar. However, Chaymit Shalon B'Yat Akum ain't Tzara Chaysim B'Tei Chaysim. Vinegar that a Jew made from wine and then gave it to an Akum is Mutbana, and therefore one seal is sufficient and a double seal is not required, because Imishum in Suche Lemenaschi. There's no concern for Nisuch, because they did not pour vinegar for Avodazar. And the Imishum Echlufi came in the Kechaysim Leitarachim Azayif. There's no concern that the Akum switched this vinegar with his own vinegar from wine, which is also Bana, because since there is one seal on the vinegar, the Akum does not bother to break the seal and make a new seal. Similarly, Rabbi Loa says, Yain mevushal shal akum shayimit chalasa yain asr. Wine that an akum cooked is asr b'ano, because there's a concern for dil menasche before the wine was cooked. However, yain mevushal shalonu b'yat akum ain't tzar chesim b'tei chesim. Wine that a Jew cooked and then gave it to an akum is mutar b'ano, and therefore one seal is sufficient, and a double seal is not required, because imishem etzuchei lementzuchei, v'imishem echlufei, kivin nekechesim echel oitarchem ezayif. The rest of the Mishnah will be reviewed with the Gemara in the next few dafim.